Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Iowa Department of Transportation is responding to the COVID-19 challenge. Let's go in-depth with Andrea Henry with the DOT.
Andrea, what do you do for the DOT?
I am the Director of Communications.
Well, that's pretty clear cut. There's a lot of information coming out of there all of the time. You must be busy.
I am, yes.
And busier now than normal. How are things?
It's really busy. You know, things are changing hour by hour, and we're really trying to adjust our services so that we can meet the needs of customers and protect their health and safety.
Well, and you've made a lot of decisions we're going to get into here in a moment, but how do you make the decisions? Is there a bunch of you that get together every morning or regularly about these kinds of changes? How does it work?
Yeah, so we do have our emergency team that gets together once a morning and just talks about business impacts and how we're dealing with those. But sometimes some of our business is regulated by code, so Iowa code and federal code. So there's those types of considerations where we have to get waivers for certain types of business. So one of the things that I'll talk to you a little bit more about is expiration dates for driver's license and vehicle registration. And those are mandated by Iowa code. So we need to make sure we get waivers sometimes from the governor's office or federal government to be able to change our business practices.
Let's start with that. I've been procrastinating for the last 3 weeks of going and getting my wife's renewal. It's due in March for her car. Now I can procrastinate even more, it sounds like.
That is true. So your registration for your license plates, if it expired in January or later, it's going to be valid until this disaster is over. Right now, that's based on the disaster proclamation that came from the governor. So that's set to expire currently on April 15th. However, as you know, the situation is really fluid and changing constantly, so that date may change.
Let's hope it doesn't.
Yes, I hope so too.
Right, because it's not going to get shorter, it'd just get longer.
Yes, that's correct.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation with Andrea Henry with the DOT about changes in response to COVID-19.
Driver's licenses, vehicle registrations, what else is changing?
Sure. So kind of in that same vein, if you are purchasing a vehicle or if you are transferring that to someone else, typically you would be required to get a new title and registration. But right now we are waiving that regulation, so you can just wait until the disaster is over.
Best just to not deal with it. We don't have to.
That's correct. Yep, that is the main point that we want customers to really get is more than likely they don't need to come in. Just wait until this disaster is past and stay away from public places and stay safe.
I was trying to think of what might be something urgent that we would have to have something like this, let's say a driver's license. But I guess for a 14-year-old wanting to get their learner's permit or a 16-year-old, this is a big deal, but what should they do? Just cool their heels, just relax, not...
Yeah, yep. I know that new drivers get anxious and would like to get that credential. So it is in the best interest of their health and safety as well as our staff.
And these decisions haven't been made lightly.
Correct, yes. We have daily meetings where we're going through how response to COVID-19 is affecting the DOT's business across the entire agency, and we're looking at how we can best serve customers in a safe manner.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Andrea Henry with the DOT about changes in response to COVID-19.
What are some of the other changes?
One of the things we're doing is we're limiting meetings. So at this time, as you know, road construction is ramping up. And a lot of times we will have what's called a pre-construction meeting with our construction partners. And so we are moving to a virtual format for all of those. We have a lot of public input meetings that we're looking to move all of those virtually as well so that we can still conduct business, but people are doing that with good social distancing practices.
Well, let's say you've got something really controversial and hundreds of people want to pile in. They're just going to have to pile in online?
Yes. So right now, most of our public information meetings have an online component anyway. There are not any that I am aware of that were scheduled to be in person here in the near future. Those all have a virtual component to them. So they can certainly go online. And if you go to our website at iowadot.gov/PIM, and that stands for Public Information Meeting, you can see a list of those meetings and ways to give your input on specific projects.
Thinking about the construction people that are in a room, let's say you've got a big project, I sort of envision them around a big table with blueprints and like 15, 20 people talking and conversing. That's not going to happen anymore.
For the time being, that is correct, yes. The wonderful thing is now we have so many great online tools where we can put those blueprints up on the screen. People can log into those meetings and really look at the same type of information and have that call and that discussion virtually without exposing themselves to being together in one room.
I'm wondering if we could get so good at this, we're not going to have in-person meetings anymore. That'd be sort of sad.
It is. You know, I think with any disaster, it really changes the way we do business and we operate as a society. So I think this will really change the fabric of who we are and how we do business, you know, as Iowans and United States citizens as a whole.
Well, what else is happening? What other changes?
You know, there are a lot of considerations. One of the most simple things I'm sure you've heard everybody doing is we're just ramping up our cleaning and disinfecting of facilities. And, you know, our own staff, we are asking whoever can telework to please do that. Obviously, not all jobs have that capability, but we're doing things like limiting the number of employees who would travel in a vehicle together, or, you know, any consideration that we can do to keep people far apart so that it limits the spread of this disease.
What about our rest areas?
Our rest areas do remain open at this time. We have ramped up our cleaning and disinfection of those facilities, and those will remain open for safety reasons if people really need to take a break, especially for our commercial truck traffic that is traveling through the state. They need those facilities to be able to rest and maintain hours of service. But right now those remain open. We just ask if people visit those, practice good self-hygiene and practices for social distancing as well.
Are you upping the number of times they're cleaned?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. In all of our facilities, particularly those public-facing ones like rest areas, weigh scales, and our driver's license stations.
Well, what else? What other changes?
You know, that's a lot where it's a constantly evolving situation. It's fluid, so a lot of our staff are looking at ways that we can figure out how we can change to do business, but I think we've covered the real high points there.
I think I remember seeing something about weight limits. Is that part of your purview?
Yes. So that is one of the things that we enforce, weight limits. Our motor vehicle enforcement officers do that. And so on non-interstate roads, any trucks that are hauling food, medical supplies, cleaning products, or any other household goods, they may exceed the weight limits that are listed in Iowa code. It gets a little complicated, but basically we are increasing those weight limits. However, if there are bridges that have weight restrictions on them, trucks still need to obey those.
And so you're going to be continually assessing this, you and your team are going to be continually assessing this to see what, if any, other additional moves need to be made to help keep the public safe.
Absolutely. As I mentioned to you earlier, we meet on a daily basis. We are in constant coordination with other state agencies, the governor's office, to see how state government can most effectively continue to conduct business to serve the citizens of Iowa, but conversely, keep our employees as well as our customers safe.
Well, I'm going to say this personally, but I think I can also speak on behalf of our listeners, is thank you for doing this. Thank you for the hard work, your consideration, and for working to keep us and our family safe.
Well, thank you. You know, we do this job because we like to serve the citizens of Iowa, but it's always great to receive that praise. We appreciate it.
Thanks to Andrea Henry for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.